BBC Radio Kent.
Busy night of sport last night and a busy weekend ahead. Ben's here now.
Yes,
good morning.
Lots to come. Good morning. We'll start with football, where it was a disastrous night for the Scottish teams in the Europa League. Rangers, Celtic and Hearts all crashed out, whilst Fulham, Spurs, Birmingham, Stoke and Irish side Shamrock Rovers all made it safely through to today's draw for the group stage. Elsewhere last night, Newcastle needed extra time to beat Scunthorpe 2-1 in the League Cup. Ahead of this weekend's trip to Rotherham, Jill's captain Andy Frampton has paid tribute to the rest of his squad for their part in the unbeaten start to the season. The centre-half took over the armband at the beginning of the campaign and has been taking the plaudits not only for his defending but also his organisation of the team. He's being modest about it though.
I don't know whether it's down to me. I think the lads as a whole, we've dug in together and the organisation's now coming from everyone, which is really good. And it does feel like that, and hopefully that will continue. We go as a whole team, defending and attacking. It's a good unit. And yeah, there was a bit of a blip at Barnet, but we've addressed that, and hopefully that won't happen again. Obviously, it's a long season.
The Gills will be without midfielder Chris Whelpdale after the midfielder failed to recover it from his calf injury in time. Gillingham have appointed Ron Hilliard as their goalkeeping coach. He's the record appearance maker with 655 appearances. He'll work part-time, which means he's the part-time goalkeeping coach of both of our top clubs, Ebbsfleet and Gillingham.
Big Ron! Do you know, when started covering Gillingham, he was the goalkeeper.
Was he?
Yeah, Ron. Big Ron Hilliard.
Does it make you
nice
feel old?
Nice man. Does a bit.
Wait till he retires.
I can't be as old as Ron, surely. Anyway, there we are.
Charlton have reported Newcastle United to the Football League, claiming they approached their goalkeeper, Kent-based Rob Elliott, with a view to a move. Addicks chairman Michael Slater said, "It is well known that Rob is in the last year of his contract, but this does not mean that clubs are entitled to approach and speak to him without our authority. At no time did we give Newcastle permission to speak to Rob." To cricket, and Kent take on India at the St Lawrence ground today as the tourists continue preparations for their one-day series with England. India beat Sussex by 6 wickets in a rain-affected match yesterday. And standing Kent skipper Geraint Jones says following their 4-0 drubbing in the Test series, he's wary of an Indian backlash.
"I'll be making sure that we go out there and enjoy it. It's a fantastic experience and one that you can look back on. But they'll have a point to prove coming off a drubbing in the Test matches. So one day is stuff that they like. So I think you could see some runs going."
You can hear live commentary of that match right here on BBC Radio Kent. Matt Cole and Peter Gies will be on 774 AM DAB and online from about 2:25 today. Andy Murray will play Indian Samarth Devarman in the first round of the US Open. And finally, it looks like Gillingham have gone all new age in their quest to keep the squad fit. At the suggestion of their physios, the team took part in their first yoga session this week, allowing them time to meditate on their unbeaten start to the season. Manchester United's Ryan Giggs is known to practice yoga and he's still playing well into his late 30s. We wondered if Jules manager Andy Hessenthaler would be getting into the lotus position.
Well, yeah, if the manager suggests it or the medical team, you would do, you know, but in my day when we was playing, we didn't have any of that, I've got to say, but maybe ballet lessons, that could be the next thing, but we'll have to wait and see.
I can't see him in Down Dog myself.
No, there we go. Andy, yeah, bless him.